Welcome back to Your Average Podcast. My name is Ant.
This is Panda.
And we're a podcast that leaves no topic unheard, based in the great state of Tejas. How you doing, bro?
Oh, Tejas.
How you doing, man?
Don't you fucking dare.
Did you just come riding off your horse over here?
Yeah.
I saw you. Did you get a new steed?
Yeah, I yeehawed my way over here.
Yeah? Wow, that's good. That's a nice horse out there, I saw.
I guess you can say the horses are in the front. Dad jokes
again. Man, you should be releasing that dad joke album pretty soon, huh?
It's going to be the hottest thing this side of the grill.
This side of the panhandle. Wait, we're not in the panhandle.
I don't even know. Isn't that in Panama?
No, I think it's in Armand.
You were going to say Armadillo.
I was going to say Armadillo. Oh, man, it's in Amarillo. There you go. Amarillo and Lubbock, the panhandle. Anyways, well, as you see, we love Texas. We love things that have to do with Texas and everything like that. So, anyways. So, tonight, we thought it would be a great idea to go over some of the things that we may have heard of when we were growing up. Some of the things that our parents may have told us to scare us into either obeying them or just to kind of stay out of trouble.
So, like, basically little white lies?
Little white lies, little wives' tales.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Here we go. I saw this on the to-do list.
Yeah, this is one of the topics that's in our Deadpool. No, not the Marvel character. Marvel rules, though, by the way. So, growing up, I always got the notion that if I ate watermelon seeds that I would eventually have a watermelon growing inside of me. Did you ever hear anything like that?
Yeah, I heard it too. But I can't really recall from who or where. But yeah, I do remember like any type of seed in general, like apple or whatever, and it was just like, yeah, don't eat it. You're gonna have an apple tree growing in your stomach.
I never heard about the tree, but I don't know. I thought the watermelon
was... There's something about it growing in your stomach.
Yeah.
You would explode?
You would explode, or... And then I started thinking in my head, I'm like, man, there's a lot of watermelons growing out everywhere because everyone's fat and they have a big-ass stomach.
All these watermelons people ate.
All these watermelon seeds, man. You didn't listen to your moms and dads. Look at you now.
The United States, we are not obese. We just didn't follow the don't eat watermelon rule. Watermelon seed rule.
That's true. It's not McDonald's fault. It's not Jack in the Box's fault. It's not Popeye's fault.
Oh, no, it is freaking Popeye's fault.
It is Popeye's. The hype is not... I don't even know if the hype is real or not. We even haven't tried these chicken sandwiches yet. Hopefully, by the time that you hear this podcast, we will have judged and decided who the who the champion is of chicken sandwiches in America. So one of the ones that I have, and it's totally cliche, and I'm pretty sure everyone's heard about this one, is an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
I remember that.
Yeah, so what are your notions from it? Do you think that's based on a real good thing, a theory? Like, do you think just eating one apple a day can cleanse your body and avoid checkups to the doctor?
Honestly, knowing the propaganda and shit, like, that the U.S. usually does, I wouldn't be surprised if this was, like, a ploy or a trick to, like, beef up apple sales.
Right, right. Well, according to dailymail.uk, your favorite place in the world is UK. Some of our favorite people live over there.
A lot of my favorite people live over there.
Yeah. Well, one of my top five, I guess, I'm going to say top five favorite metal bands. Bullet is based out of Wales. Anyways, according to a scientific study carried out by the University of Western Australia, eating just 100 grams, 3.5 ounces of apples each day can significantly improve your life expectancy.
See, so that has nothing to do with a dentist. It's just being healthy.
I didn't say dentist.
An
apple a day keeps a doctor away, not a dentist.
Okay, yeah, that's totally me. Yeah. I'll take that out.
Now, they actually go into further details saying that apple skin has high levels of a plant compound, flavonoids, that help prevent cell damage, reduce cancer risks, and even help people maintain a healthy weight. Now, apples are really, really sweet, so they contain a little bit of sugar in them, like natural sugar. So I can see that for some people who are on a hardcore low carb diet are going to want to, are usually going to stay away from apples just because of the high carb content. So to some people, I guess this will benefit them, especially if all they're eating are apple, you know, those apple slices, those sour head apple slices that they get at the Walgreens.
Like the candy?
You know, the Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they have this apple, sour apple ones, like the gummy bear one. And
so now, it's a gummy.
Yeah, it's a gummy, yeah. But it's like sour and then it's sweet at the end. Yeah, so if you're out there eating those are not apples, people. You actually have to go to a store and buy real apples. So you heard it from here. Go eat some apples.
Real apples give you real results.
Yes, they do. Another little cliche we have here, and this is totally different. And it's funny because growing up, I was always taught that chicken noodle soup, well, for me, honestly, chicken noodle soup for me only came from a can. Like, I always had Campbell's condensed chicken noodle soup. So when I grew up, that's the only chicken soup that I knew of. Like, that's the only one. When I got married and my wife started making these chicken noodles, she's like, oh, do you want chicken noodle soup? I'm like, yeah, I like chicken noodle soup. I'm like, well, it's not chicken noodle soup. It's called caldo de pollo. And I'm like, wait a minute. There's a whole bone chicken leg in here. What is this? I don't even know what this is. She's like, just eat it. I'm like, okay. Yes, boss. Yes, I'm boss. You got it, boss. So, caldo de pollo, I can definitely see, because I've seen that fucking soup cure wonders.
Yeah.
If you're hungover, I eat that. It's either that or pozole. But caldo de pollo, if you're cold, I mean, if it's cold outside, you got a little flu going, it's probably the best thing that you can eat. Something to warm you up inside. And extremely wholesome. And
whiskey warms you up inside.
Yeah, whiskey warms you up inside too. So I would definitely say eat you some caldo de pollo, or, man, you know what? Just go ahead and just get you some Campbell's chicken noodle soup. # Campbell's.
Sponsors.
Pour you a shot of JMO or Jack, whatever your whiskey preference is. And stay warm out there. Man, people are staying warm out here, man. It's Texas.
Fucking Texas, bro. It's like triple digit weather out here.
It's like 106. It was 106 today. And I hope I lose all this fucking weight. Anyways. But yes, caldo de pollo. If you haven't tried it, go try it. It's amazing. And let us know what you think.
Hey, but you gotta get like the homemade stuff. You can't go to like a Mexican restaurant there, because at that time it's like...
Well, some Mexican restaurants do make really good soup. I know what you're saying, that there are some people who probably let the broth go for like a couple of days and it's kind of nasty.
You need it like home fucking made, like made in the morning type shit.
Yeah, and if you want it homemade, then let me know, and I'm pretty sure with the right payment amount, I'm pretty sure we can whip you up some and you can come pick it up.
We'll Uber it to you.
We're Uber it to you, man. Oh,
Uber pulls up. Hey, here, just go drop off this like
bonus. No, they have drones now. Well, they have. Well, you could Amazon it now. They have drones, bro. We could just fly the drone over there now.
You can fly a drone where you live.
Well, I'm pretty. Well, it's over here in this little area.
We live in Area 51, guys.
Yeah,
we are the aliens.
We are the aliens.
Oh damn!
you just gave us up, bro. World of Scrolls # Marvel. There's a lot of news in Marvel too, by the way.
You want to get into that?
No. We'll save that for after. We'll give you that little bonus content afterwards. So, guys, if you're listening, stay tuned after the outro, because you're going to get some special content on here that has to do with Marvel and the future of the MCU. So, stay tuned. That's a teaser. You like that teaser? You like that teaser, didn't you? 9 minutes in. Now they're going to stick around. They're going to listen to the rest of our podcast. Don't skip us. Do not hit skip 30 seconds ahead button, please. Don't do it. Listen to the rest of the podcast. Anyways.
That, my guys, is audio clickbait.
That is audio clickbait. That's bro.
Audio clickbait.
You can't get any better than that. Okay, next one. Fish is brain food.
I mean, my mom would say that. It's like, oh yeah, eat fish. It makes you smarter. And I was like, man, I just really don't fuck with fish. I'm more of a shrimp kind of guy, even though people call that shit like the cockroach of the sea.
I would more say mud bugs are.
I don't know what the fuck mud bug is.
You know, crawfish.
Oh, crawfish is real good too.
You like crawfish?
I've had crawfish.
It's just the way that crawfish is.
Well, crawfish be with pasta, not like crawfish by itself.
That's the only way I know to eat crawfish is in a boil.
Well, I didn't know if it was like
crawfish, corn, potato.
See, that's like all the shit that all these fucking paisa-ass people be posting on fucking Snapchat.
They came from Louisiana. It's Cajun.
I don't care, but all the fucking paisas go and eat that shit, and they wear the fucking little plastic gloves, and they drop a bag on the goddamn table, and I'm like, why?
Because they want to get messy, bro. They want to enjoy the culture of Cajun food. I don't know. Well, obviously, I guess I'm not smart because I don't like... Personally, me, I don't like seafood. And I don't know, man. Seafood just never really appealed to me, man. Like, I really don't... I don't... I like land animals.
Like, oh, shit, man. I just pulled up this survey done by somebody in Dallas that people who didn't eat fish went to public schools.
Bro, that's pretty much like almost...
The high population of us?
Yeah, like honestly.
Oh, that was fake news.
Bro, guys. Didn't you go to a magnet school?
I went to a magnet school.
And here you are.
Hey, here the fuck I am.
I think your sister might have some words with you. Hey, you ended up the same place as me?
No. She's at the same place because of me. If not, she would still be fucking making tacos. Well, she's still making tacos at Jack. But bro, if she... not, she would still be making tacos at Jack.
She's driving a forklift now.
Yeah, she knows how to do that.
I was like, what the fuck? I saw her this morning. I was like, what?
We came, we saw, we conquered, bro.
Oh, dang, bro. The Fuentes is taking over Centos.
That forklift. Yeah. Fuck that forklift shit.
Anyways. Fish-wise, I mean, if you love fish, go for it. I'm not going
to
tell you.
Yeah, to each their own.
Yeah, to each their own. If you like fish, go for it, bro. Girl, whatever. Personally, when it comes to fish, I honestly had to really be in a mood for it. Like, I'm not just gonna sit around one day and be like, you know what, I really want some fish, I'm gonna go get it. Nah, I'm not. Either I'm either dragged to some, you know, crop like boil place like Aushucks or Boiling Crab or something like that.
See, man, you go to all these fancy places, bro. We're talking about like Marisco La Marea or that one place by like Taco Caesar and what is it, Jefferson or Davis?
Bro, I'll be going to La Marea. I'll be going there. I'll be going to El Pupo.
Yeah.
I'll be going there too, bro.
Oh, man.
I'm fist bumping my people, bro. Hey,
I was about to fucking out something again. El Pupo. I've never had their food, but their employees are never on time for me to drop off their shit.
Oh, man. Well, get to work on time and don't show up an hour before they open up. Don't show up an hour before you're supposed to open up to the public.
So, do you have any stats on saying if that is true or anything like that?
Here's some research done by Forbes. Researchers at the Rush Medical Center in Chicago have proved that eating fish is indeed good for the brain. Significantly lower occurrence of Alzheimer's disease was observed in those who ate fish regularly. So, there you go.
Do they specify what regularly is?
I'm guessing maybe...
Like a meal a day?
Twice a week, maybe. I guess regularly. I guess twice a week is pretty good for me. I mean, I'm not gonna. I'm like, I love steak, but I don't eat steak every.
But that would be like a good piece of information to put in your survey or your scientific journal. Like, they ate this many ounces of whatever fish a week or whatever. They just to make it easier for people because it's like for me, you read it and I was like, okay, cool, so it's true. But well,
I mean,
how much?
Judging from, I mean, kind of just judging off of a person's dietary, I can see everyone's different. Everyone eats different amounts of food a day to, I guess, maintain their weight or...
because also, it all depends on how fast you burn your calories because that's how you get hungry,
yeah, you
right?
You could have a high metabolism too. Yeah, definitely could.
Knowledge.
But just based off of what I've known, like, especially with like meal prepping and whatnot, usually, like if someone makes salmon or tilapia... And I think, too, it depends on the type of fish that you make as well. Because if you make tilapia, I'm pretty sure someone's not going to just eat one filet. Someone's going to eat probably, like, two because they're so thin.
Because they're so small, right?
Yeah, they're so thin and small. But if you eat salmon, depending on the cut, you can it can get a pretty nice little cut of salmon on there, and you know you probably typically probably eat like one little strip of that along with some veggies and whatnot. But I'm if it's regularly for me, I'm thinking like maybe 2-3 times a week that you're eating that fish. You have to really like fish to do that.
I don't really like fish.
Yeah, me neither. I love oysters though.
But they're just nasty too, bro. Yeah,
oysters are good. They're an what do they call? What is it called? An aphrodisiac? There you go. It's an aphrodisiac. Smart. Hashtag public education. Anyways, next one on the list.
Hashtag DISD can.
DISD can, boy. We finally got our snow day. We had a snow day in my class.
Bitch, we got on the news on my snow day.
Oh, yeah, well, anyways. Wait, you guys weren't the ones marching down?
No. Like, the day that it snowed, like, I think people got injured at Skyline, and then we were on the news.
Why? Because they were throwing snowballs at each other?
Yeah, people were throwing snowballs and fighting each other.
Isn't that a magnet school? Shows how much... Anyway, no, I'm not throwing any shade, but I'm just saying.
Well, I think Skyline was like half magnet, half regular.
I don't know. Let's go Bisons. Oh, yeah. Football team sucked. Anyways. Hey, well, our soccer team was good. And our our ladies' basketball team was good. Lady Bisons were good, too. There you go. Shout out Lady Bisons. Oh, yeah.
I bet with all your fucking Mexicans running around.
We had a pretty good diversity in our school, so we were pretty cool. Anyways, we'll get into that later. Maybe not. Here's one that we can all...
agree on?
Agree on. happy wife, happy life.
By all, do you mean just you?
I mean... Even in your relationship right now, like even with a girl, I mean, is it really
my relationship? What relationship? You got.
Hypothetically speaking, if you were in a relationship right now, wouldn't you?
You got to be very precise about the words you use.
Yeah, no.
We don't want anything to be taken out of context.
Oh yeah, we're not fake news. Here we go. So hypothetically speaking, if you were in a relationship with a woman or a girl,
or a guy, whatever your provocative is.
Or a guy too, man. Hey, yeah, guys, whatever. Generally, you're gonna want to make that partner happy, right? Because if the partner's not happy, then you're not happy. And if you're not happy, they're not happy, then I think pretty much the relationship's not gonna work out.
Okay, like I was with you for it when we first like rough drafted it. But I just now remember that Will Smith, I think he had an interview or something, and he said that, like, you cannot wait or have somebody make you happy. Like, you have to make yourself happy.
Because it makes you happy.
Something like that. I don't remember where I saw it or where I read it.
Say that again?
That, like, you know how they say, oh, you gotta, like, the happy wife, happy life type of stuff. He's like... it's not my job. I don't know if they're still together. I don't really keep up with it, but like...
you're talking about with Jada.
Yeah, he's like, it's not my job to make her happy. Mm. She's like, it's her job to make herself happy. And it's my job to make myself happy. And then by both of us being happy in our individual ways, that's how you...
I guess I could kind of see what he's saying is that if... whatever that your... I guess hobbies are or whatever you're really into. And that's another thing too, man. People are so caught up today that they get invested in a lot of stupid shit and they really lose track of their relationship. So I think it's important for someone to actually have a hobby that way. And it's something that they should enjoy doing. Like, I enjoy doing this podcast. I enjoy listening to music. I enjoy doing this. So for the lack of better most, I'm pretty much happy in my relationship. And I haven't got any bad. I haven't got any negative stars on my track record for being a bad husband.
So. Knock on fucking wood, bro. Yeah, yeah. Oh, nah. You have your head down the street, bro.
You're golden pony boy.
Yeah. So, anyways. I found the quote if you want me to read it. So, here it says, Will Smith believed he's not responsible for his wife's happiness. The lesson on love was learned through his wife of 20 years, Jada Pinkett Smith. Allow him to explain. He said, you cannot make a person happy. I thought that was a real deep idea. You can make a person smile, you can make a person feel good, you can make a person laugh. But whether or not a person is happy is deeply and totally and utterly out of your control.
You know, when you read that, one of the things that came to my head was, I think it was in shit. Maybe 8th grade. 10th grade. I think it was in 10th grade. And one of my teachers said to us in class, saying, like, you know what? I don't know. She kind of went off. She kind of vented to us about her relationship with her husband. And it kind of pertained to the story we were in. It was an English class. But the only thing that I can remember, and it stuck with me till today even, but she said, you can't change anyone but yourself. So, and with that being said, it's like, you can't force someone to, you know, be happy in a relationship, because it's pretty much all on that person, man. I mean, that person wants to be happy, that person's going to be happy. You know, you can't force someone upon, you know, to love you, I guess I'm saying. And you have to let that person make their own choices and whatnot. So, life, bro.
Life lessons. Life indeed. I mean, but yeah, generally for the most part, man, like, happy wife, happy life. Back when I was with my daughter's mom and, like, prior relationships, yeah, it was smooth sailing when, you know, everything, both parties were happy, I guess, mm-hmm. to put it. Like, it was smooth sailing. Everything was a lot, you know, chiller. Everything went smoother. But I remember stumbling across that thing from Will, and I was like, oh, wait, yeah. You know, he does have a valid point. You, like, that, even that kind of pressure, man, to put on yourself, like, oh, man, I need to make my wife happy, or this and that, like, especially with me, you know, anxiety and depression, like, fuck, bro, like, I can't even keep my fucking self stable.
That's another thing too, y'all, is just because a person is happy and smiling all the time, go ahead and just ask that person, like, hey, are you okay? Are you cool?
Where did we hear that? You brought it up somewhere.
I think it was on, like, past maybe the last two podcasts ago, but yeah, we talked about that. Just ask that person, you know, are you okay? Like, you know, how's everything going, you know? Because you might see the most joyous person around, and you're like, oh, man, they're so happy, you know, they always have a smile on their face, you know. Don't be afraid to say, hey, you okay? Like, everything good in life? You know, you chilling? Yeah, cool. All right, there you go. And something small like that could probably mean a world to that person. Like, saying, like, wow, I mean, you know, I put up a lot of walls, you know, to protect my feelings and protect me from the world, and you know, this little person right here could just, well, not little person, but this person right here could just kind of reach in and be like, hey, man, you okay? Knock on my fortress door, let me in, you know.
It's the big bad wolf.
It's the big bad wolf coming down. Anyways, so next one, clothes make the man. And yes, we will be mansplaining a little bit here, so trigger warnings to everyone out there. You know who you are.
Tell people what that word means in case they don't know.
Trigger warnings or...
No, what, mansplaining or whatever
you mansplaining? Said. Oh, that's pretty much when people say, like, okay, well, you're only saying this because you're just a man and you're explaining it to me, so there's no other way around
so
it.
It's
my way or the highway. Literally, I'm mansplaining right now because I'm telling you. It's so my you way or the highway, yeah. Oh, man. You know who you are. Anyways,
why are you like this?
Why are you the way that
the you way are? That you are?
Okay. Anyways, clothes make the man. What do you feel about that statement?
Work related stuff. Yes.
Okay.
Relationship, like first trying to pick up a girl.
First impressions.
Yes.
Okay.
But like after. I don't think it really matters.
So, pretty much what you're telling me is that...
It matters.
You're lying to your significant other. And then once you get in bed with them, you're just going to let yourself go and be like, I'm just going to wear whatever I want to wear.
No, not that, goddammit. But like,
First impressions are everything, first and foremost.
With first impressions, anything. you want to leave with your best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
So of course you're gonna dress up a little better. You're gonna part your hair the right way, add the perfect amount of pomade. You know, maybe double up on your speed stick or your deodorant before you leave.
Personal hygiene and personal grooming. making sure your eyebrows are on point.
Yeah, yeah.
Your beard's trimmed.
Double check your fit. Make sure you're good.
Your fit.
Like, outfit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can tell. So it's not so much. Make sure they're pressed. Like, depending on what the occasion is. I mean, if they're pressed, I mean.
Make sure your pants don't need you. Starch them to that point.
If they're starched, you know, hashtag stay flow. Iron them. You know, throw them in the dryer. Get a little bit of the wrinkles out. I mean, I had to get caught. I got caught on some shit one time because I thought I had ironed my shirt the whole way, and then I turned it around and the hoe was all wrinkled. I was like, oh shit, hell no.
There's a backside.
Shit, I forgot. Anyways.
But yeah, not just saying I'm going to be a complete fraud and then once I get into bed with them or get them caught up, it's like game over. But like, typically you try to look your best for stuff like that.
Pretty much. I mean,
you would be lying. Whenever you first start dating your wife or whatever, I mean, I don't know what kind of relationship you guys had in the beginning, but did you show up like in basketball shorts to pick her up?
Oh, of course not. No, exactly. No. But I did have a lot of blackheads.
Yeah, but you were younger. But you were fucking younger.
I'm so glad I got rid of my blackheads. Like, that was
just like on your first.
I don't even know how she kissed me when I was blackheads on my face. I was like, oh my god.
Just like on your first interview, you don't show up in fucking. I mean, if you don't have a suit,
yeah,
then you do your second best thing.
So if you're going to go to a job interview, let me just mansplain this one right here quick, too. Go to a job interview. Make sure that, I mean, and I got taught this from one of our coworkers here. If you show up to an interview and your belt and your shoes do not match.
My boy Tyrone.
Dude, that shit does look sloppy, it's tacky, bro. It's tacky. It is super fucking tacky, bro.
Before, I was like, what does it matter?
Yeah, what does it matter? I was like, yeah.
No. No.
And you look at yourself in the mirror, and you're like...
Something doesn't
look right. Yeah, exactly. Your shirt might be iron, press, crease. Your pants are starched, they're creased as well. But if you got some brown shoes and you're wearing a black belt, nah, bro. You spend a little... Go to Target, go to... What else do they have cheap belts at? Family Dollar, bro. They have belts at Family Dollar, right?
I haven't been to Family Dollar in a
minute. Or Walmart. You can go to Walmart,
too. I know Walmart for sure. I know Target. I know
Walmart. Make sure your belt and your shoes match, because that shit will go a long way.
Well, if you go to Men's Warehouse, they usually sell the shoes and the belt together.
Yeah, if you go to Rancho Sentimental, you can get a belt, shoes, and a hat for a good combo.
Rancho Sentimental?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
It's a boot store on Harry Hines. That's where I got my cowboy boots at. But you can get some cowboy boots, you can get a leather belt, and you can get a fucking hat, cowboy hat, for like $300. That's maybe cheap. 400.
That's yep. cheap.
That's pretty cheap. That's pretty good. There you go, bro. I just gave you some good pointers. Like, get pressed up, bro.
But yeah, but I think more or less what this, more or less what this, like, quote or saying is going for is like, 007 type of cats, like, always in a suit, always in a sports car. Well, stuff
I wouldn't
like
say
that.
No, I would not. I wouldn't say not.
I mean, that's how I would
not
take
necessarily,
it.
Necessarily, because I would say that,
like, hey, look at my new Rolex, kind of people.
Like, here's where I think the confidence is key in almost anything that you do, right? So, like, saying that if it's Friday and I haven't got my haircut, like, little things like this will either make you or break you, and it depends on what kind of person you are. But if you feel that there's a feature on your body that you're not totally 100% like, okay, I'm good with this, I'm good with that, I'm good with this, I feel confident, I'm ready to go. If you don't feel that way about one little part on you, your confidence level is kind of low. Because I can go maybe 2 weeks without my haircut. And by that second week and on that Friday, I'm looking like shit. I feel like shit. And I'm just like, man, this is ridiculous. Like, why do I feel like this? And it's just basically because my confidence, my personal appearance personal appearance is key. And I like the way I look, you know, and I'm just like, you know what? You know.
There's nothing wrong with, like, being and or wanting to look good.
There's something wrong with a little self-love.
Yeah.
I mean, love yourself. Like that Justin Bieber song. Love yourself.
Like, maybe some people like getting haircuts every two fucking days. Maybe some people do it every week.
I get a haircut every week. But it's funny because...
Maybe some people are like me and they get a haircut once a year.
Why is your hair not longer?
No, I get it like every four... fuck, here we go. Every like 4 months or 6 months.
And it's funny because after you get a haircut, you feel so fresh. You feel like, man, I could do anything, bro. You just got the whole bunch of coffee. You just got a rush of coffee.
After I get a haircut, bro, I feel like, yeah.
Mac, fucking, let me go get some clothes on. I'm about to hit this town. I mean, I was get a couple beer shots in. Let's do it. Anyway, and I'm pretty sure for the ladies out there, if they find a great set of shoes. You know, that shoes is crazy for females, man, because they can either go the tennis shoe way, because the tennis shoe ways are like huge right now. Like, especially, okay. Adidas. You have Adidas, you have fucking Nike now. I think it was Nike, and now Adidas is like taking over the fucking world now.
Especially with the Kardashians. Here comes to this thing, bro. All right. Okay. So I know the stereotype or whatever is like girls love shoes, right?
Girls love them. Chimmy shoes.
Which, like, referencing my sister, yeah, she loves shoes.
Uh huh.
And my other sister as well, but she's more of a, like, Vans, high top, shit like that, you know? And my daughter's mom, she was more, like, the same kind of shoe style that I would wear, like, Vans, low top, stuff like that. You know, a pair of Nikes here or there. But I remember, like, in high school, man, like, the biggest thing was those fucking gladiator sandals.
The gladiator sandals.
Oh my fucking!
They're fucking tall as fuck, and they had metal on them, bro.
I fucking hated those things.
We never had those when I was in high school. Like, it was
the gladiator sandals. Everybody would do that. I was like, why? Why would you wear this? It's like wrapped up all the way up to your fucking kneecap,
bro. Like, some of the girls in my high school, they dressed like they were about to go to like New West. And for you people in Dallas, y'all know what I'm talking about.
And I don't know if at your school you had the girls that like teased the shit out of their hair.
Yeah, we had a couple. Yeah.
Like millionaires looking type of shit.
It was either teased, it was straightened.
Which is fine. A little teasing is cool, but like I'm talking about like the people who went like over the mountain with it.
I don't know if that was a huge, huge thing.
At Skyline, it was, bro. For a good minute, it fucking was the thing.
Yeah.
Or the goddamn people who would, like, oh my god, that's kind of rude. I'm sorry. But, like, the people that at my school, there was this one fucking guy that wore a fucking Matrix trench coat, and he, like, was the king of the emos. Or he thought he was the king of the emos. Fucking chains and all that shit. And I was like, bro, why? It's like 80, 90, 100 degree weather, and you're over here with your fucking trench coat with chains, bro. Like, we get it. You edgy.
We get it. You're edgy. That's cringeworthy, bro.
You edgy, bro. But, like, aren't you dying?
Mostly it was, like, man, it was kind of cool because I think the only real trend that we ever had in school was the dudes who always wore jerseys. Like, they always either wore baseball jerseys or they wore basketball jerseys.
Well, you, and it you was guys throwback. Were, you guys didn't have uniforms?
Nah. Well, only uniforms. Time I ever wore uniforms in my whole school days was in elementary.
I think I had
uniforms. And even in elementary, it was only through fifth to sixth grade. Oh, yeah, fifth to sixth grade. That was it. Only wore uniforms 2 years of my entire educational life.
Bro, I'm glad that we had fucking uniforms, dog. Because fucking kids are fucking evil. Like, imagine you had to, like, some shit went down, you had to rewear a shirt, like, you wash it or whatever, but you wore it, like, the exact same, like, sometime next week. You all have that one asshole guy that's like, hey, man, did you wear that last week? It's like, yeah, bitch, it's called washing.
What the fuck? Oh, I never heard that before.
It's fucking called washing, bro.
I always had there was always those one dudes who actually wore, like, a uniform to school. Like, not on purpose, but just because it was, like, a white shirt. Because, I mean, if you ever look at it like the white easy, t-shirt bro. And the pants so and the pants easy. Are actually, it's a nice little thing, but uniform wise, it's not. I didn't like uniforms. I was really big into Echo.
Bro, it was so hashtag fucking Echo. Easy. You wake up and you know what you have to wear. It's like either wear this color shirt, and I wear black or khaki pants and whatever shoes I have.
Yeah, it was a big trend in high school.
It was easy for me because I straightened my hair in the morning, so that saved me a lot of time.
You straighten your hair in the morning.
I used to straighten my hair in the morning. That saved me a lot of fucking time.
I just used gel. I mean, just gel.
Mocha?
Nah, crystals. Crystals, gel. Oh, it's fancy.
Oh.
Fancy, bro. I never used mousse. Anyways, next one.
We did like a whole fucking tangent on
that. Yeah, that was pretty good. We could probably got into like high school trends in its own little subject. If you have a high school trend that you want to be included, go ahead and shoot it on the Facebook group and let us know if there was any sort of like cliche or cliques that happened in your high school. So the next one, the full moon makes for some weird behaviors in humans. I know you have some stories about this one.
Oh yeah, like I said, I think there was a red moon or a full moon back when before River was born. So she was in 10 leagues under the sea. Yeah, there was a full moon or something, and my mom was like, "Do like wear a ribbon around her stomach or something, because it's just like folklore, but it's just the saying." Like, if I remember correctly, I think she would be like, "Yeah, something could happen to the baby. You could be born with defects or something, or the devil can get into it or something like that." Like, homeland back south of the border, like
tales. Folklore, yeah, a wise tale, yeah.
So that was the thing. I never got it, honestly. But she was like very like, "Oh, it's a full moon. Make sure
she's about it.
Tell her not to go outside, or if she does, tell her to wear a ribbon." I mean, I don't know if it did anything or didn't. I mean, I'm more of like better safe than sorry kind of guy.
She did it.
Yeah, and luckily she was like, kind of on the same thing.
Right.
So it was just like, yeah, let's just go ahead and do it. I mean, like, if your mom thinks it's good, then why not? Like, it's not gonna hurt me in any way. So it's only for a couple. Like, it's only during the night.
So, according to NCBI, which I have no idea what that is, but it's a source, several studies have proved that the incidence of crimes and emergency room admissions spike during full moon nights. And it goes without saying that I have heard about the full moon thing.
Will you turn into a werewolf?
Huh?
Will you turn into a werewolf?
Yeah, you turn into a werewolf. Every time I turn into a werewolf, bro, I wish I could turn back into Jacob. Latner. Or what is it? How you say his name?
Lochner.
Lochner, there you go, yeah. That, you know, but that's either here or there. Anyways, but I do hear about things like there's always like a high spike of like fights going on at the club, at the bars, you know, just all types of crime going on during full moon. I don't know what it is. It just triggers in people that we need to cause some mayhem tonight. And maybe it's the stars alignment. Maybe, what is that word? The Mercury wasn't in
retrograde
tonight or something like that. And boom, astrology, bro.
Is it that hard to believe that stuff like that affects us? I mean, like,
not really, because I actually saw some studies about the full moon that it can actually affect the waves in water.
Yeah, so I was about to say, like, if it can affect nature, like, is it that far fetched to say that it?
Well, the human body is made up of 70% of water, I believe. 70-80% of water, the human body is.
So if you correlate that, that explains why people get a little bit more feistier.
Yeah, probably. There you go. A little bit more angrier.
But yeah, man. I mean,
but it's nothing to us Aquariuses out there, because our Aquariuses, we adapt to every situation. So we're golden. I can't say the rest for you guys, but Aquariuses are safe out there. You know who you are.
Well, yeah, I find that believable. I mean, the moon apparently affects the, like you said, water, oceans. I mean, animals can, like, flee before, like, climate change and stuff like that.
Animals can sense when a storm is coming, mm-hmm. or something like that. Yeah, I've heard about that, too. Another one is about people who have like rods, like metal rods in their legs. Like, they can always tell when it's gonna rain or something like that, because their leg will start hurting or something like that. Have you heard about that one?
I think so.
Like, oh, my leg hurts, so it's gonna rain now or something like that. It's
a rain. And also, like, sometimes coming. You can smell like the moisture in there.
Oh, I love that smell, bro. That smell, bro. Or just after it. And see, here right now, we really don't get that good after shower kind of coolness because it's so fucking hot.
Yeah, you don't even want it to rain.
You don't want it to rain. Yeah, like, you don't. You be thinking that, like, oh my god, they just need some water. Like, let it rain over there. No, you don't, because after the rain comes humidity.
Yeah,
and you're even more miserable than you were before. So, no, it's not the best time. I think the best time for it to rain here in Dallas is I would say like what in after February, the summer. March, after the summer, yeah.
Because if it rains when it's cold, that's ice, and nobody down here knows how to fucking drive.
Bro, that's another thing, bro. That's another little wise tale. No one knows how to drive when it rains. And it's not just in Texas. I've actually seen other people like in Montana and North Carolina.
What the fuck are you doing in Montana?
Wisconsin. I was reading things about the whole scenario about like, oh, people can't drive when it rains. It's a saying that everyone fucking says that saying. But it's particularly true here in Texas because
motherfuckers really don't know how to fucking drive, bro.
They don't. It's fucking crazy, bro. And it's a something strange happened within these last couple of weeks because what I've been noticing is that
there's a lot of accidents in the morning.
It's a lot of accidents and people are driving slower. Like during regular speeds, like speed limit could be like 65, 70. People are going like 50, 55. For some reason, I don't know why, but Sunday fucking driving, bro, and I'm trying to get the hell out of here.
I got accounts to run, people to do, match to flip. Get the fuck out the way. But it's kind of funny, man. Speed limit. Because, like, so now it gets to the point, like, if my supervisor or somebody will call me, hey, how many you got left? I was like, well, this stop will take me X amount of time. And then I also got to account for traffic. Traffic from 30 should take me this long. Traffic from New 12 should take me this long. So it's just like, yeah, you have to count traffic, man, because you never know. Some careless person could have gotten into an accident or caused an accident.
Traffic used to start here at 5 o'clock. Now it starts at 2:30.
No, even in Texas before, like over there by Fair Park, that area, I mean, it was congested, yeah, during school hours, Monday through Friday, but not like even on the fucking weekends, bro. That strip of highway, it's fucking packed.
All the time. The Mixmaster.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think it's called
Mixmaster. That area over there, it's fucking stupid packed.
Yep.
Like, whenever you're... Because I drive to Mesquite almost every weekend. So, coming back from Mesquite... Like, once you hit, like... What's that one street that takes you all the way up to, like, Greenville? That area. Like, once you pass White Rock area. That's when it starts getting real fucking congested, and if you don't know the back roads, you're going to be sitting in that shit for a hot minute. Because it just gets worse as you get down to, like, 30 and 35.
Yeah.
Like, the split. So, stop moving to fucking Texas, bro.
Man. There's too much traffic going on here.
We do not need you guys anymore.
We're good, bro.
We are at limit.
We know that you guys pay high taxes in California, but stop coming here, bro.
Move somewhere else.
Move somewhere else, bro. Go somewhere else.
Go to fucking Kansas.
Kansas, go bother those guys over there.
Yeah, go bother Jaime.
Yeah, there you go.
Careful though, because he's a mixed martial
artist in training. Oh, he is. He's a mixed martial artist in training. I forgot about that.
And part-time streamer.
Oh man. So anyways,
hold on. I told him I was gonna plug it.
So no, wait. What?
I told him I was gonna give him a plug. Oh, so man. If by any chance you are into watching people play video games, give our guy Jaime a follow, help him, you know, get affiliated,
you know what?
So he can get money.
You know what? I don't know why I'm hated for, because you know, I was reading something on Facebook today that says something about like, are you gonna go help your home? You won't even help your homeboy's business, or you won't help your homeboy's hustle, but you're gonna go out here and cheer for like chicken sandwiches at Popeyes. You don't even know them foods.
Yeah, so I'm an advocate about helping my friends. I think Anthony could attest to that shit.
That's true.
So. If you guys are into it, or even if you're not, just go give him a follow at least. Because I'm sure at some point in time you fucking made a Twitch account. If you have Amazon, you get a free Twitch sub, so throw it at my boy. His thing is X Counting Worms X. Like the song from fucking... I was about to say Knuckle Puck. It's not Knuckle Puck. Knock Loose. Back to our scheduled programming.
Yeah, so... That was the full moon. I don't know where we got on Twitch. We came from Twitch. That was full moon.
Bro, we went from full moon.
To werewolves.
To werewolves. To something that I forgot. And we ended up here.
Yep. And now here we are.
Well, these are like our most favorite episodes whenever we just go on tangents.
Yeah. Yeah. True that.
So for the people that enjoy that, y'all welcome.
Y'all welcome, yeah. So the last one that I have is actually a really famous one. And if you don't know, and I'm pretty sure, even if you don't believe in superstition, you kind of second guess yourself. You're like, oh, maybe I should have done that. Maybe I should have.
Oh, I think I know which one it is.
But it's bad luck spilling salt. Or spilling salt brings bad luck.
Quick, toss some salt over your right shoulder.
What the hell? So the notion that spilling salt will bring bad luck actually dates back to the 15th century. If you look closely at Leonardo da Vinci's painting, The Last Supper, you'll see that there is a pile of spilled salt near Judas's arm, presumed to be had knocked over by the traitor's elbow. Thusly, spilling salt is associated with bad fortune and corruption, and the action is even said to invite the devil in.
The devil.
Even though this is all based on superstition and no facts have been presented whatsoever, but dude, I spill salt all the time, and either if I do, I take a pinch of salt and throw it over my, is it my right shoulder or my left shoulder? Hold on, wait a minute. Have I been doing this wrong my entire life?
I always do it over the left.
Left shoulder. I think it is left shoulder, yeah.
Yeah, I always do it on the left. I think it's the left.
Yeah.
I think sometimes I forget and I just do
it. Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. I just do a double boom, yeah, next year, just to make sure. Just
get him a little extra.
I'm gonna cross my T's and dot my I's, make sure everything's checked off that one.
Yeah, so I remember that it's bad luck, and then as I grew up, I heard that it invites the devil, and the devil doesn't like salt. Thanks to Supernatural, I learned that, or any kind of
evil entity. You know where I learned that the devil doesn't like salt, or witches for that matter.
What? Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. Remember the Disney movie?
The girl, yeah, she like...
Yeah, she did the doll. She liked the dance salt, whatever shit is, where she put the doll, the salt in like all the corners of the house, and so the witches couldn't come in and all this other stuff. So it kind of creates like a force field, a natural force field, pretty much.
I mean, it's iron, right? Salt's iron, right?
Iodine.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've heard that too.
Some salt doesn't have iodine in it, though. And it's a necessary nutrient.
You know what's another thing I remember?
What's that?
I remember I watched this movie when I was a kid. It legit scared the shit out of me.
What was it?
It was like an end of world movie or something.
End of the world movie?
Something like that. I can't remember what it is. It was a Spanish movie.
Oh, shit.
Because my parents always had like the Latino package. So we had a lot of like Cine Latino and shit like that. And so I saw this movie or whatever. And it was like the end of the world, demon type of shit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere in that movie, this guy was like grinding brick into dust. And he was putting it like on doors and windows to like keep demons or whatever out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was back when I was a lot younger. And I think he was talking about like the world was going to end or demons were going to come or something. It was something on the internet or whatever. And before I went to bed that day, I went outside to my house, scraped brick dust and put it like on our front door, our back door, outside of the windows.
So you guys super fucking superstitious about
that. Yeah, I was like, my family might not got me, but I got them.
I'm the protector. Look at me, I'm the captain now.
like I said, man, I'm more of a better safe than sorry.
Better safe than sorry. Hey, man, shit. If you can take precautions, man, that's awesome. Because...
better fucking
safe. I mean, hell, even if I see, and actually, here's another fucking wise tale that you always hear is that you never, if you see a black cat, you're not supposed to cross the path that the black cat was, or else you'll have 7 years of bad luck.
Isn't 7 years of bad luck as a mirror?
I think that was too. You're not supposed to break a mirror, you'll have 7 years of bad luck. You're not supposed to walk under a ladder, you'll have 7 years of bad luck.
See, that one, I still follow the don't walk
under a ladder. I follow all of those, bro. I'm like, damn, it's adding up. I got like 14 years, like 18 now. Oh shit, it's adding up, bro.
Like, do you know how many ladders time I have to go through at work?
Oh man, I didn't even think about that.
I walk around them. I push the buggy through the ladder.
Yeah.
But it's like,
now your buggy has bad luck.
No, fuck the buggy. The buggy's an inanimate
that's
object.
Why your buggy, that's why your buggy's trash. It's no, always my, breaking all the time.
My buggy's fucking trash because other casters. People take it and they fucking mistreat it.
Oh, that's probably me. I'm a buggy abuser. I don't really care.
Yeah, so I think that's the only salt thing I know. Like Supernatural, ring of salt protects you inside.
Yeah.
Gets a malicious demon and or devil away from you if you throw it behind them because there's like, poison. And now that you brought that one up, it, like, triggered my memory about, like, my mom would always say, like, if you accidentally hit your elbow or your funny bone, that it's good luck. You're not supposed to rub it because it's good luck.
Hmm.
I don't know if any other of my Mexican people out there had ever heard that.
I never heard of that one. That but it's understandable.
That if you hit your elbow, don't rub it because it's supposed to be good luck.
Hmm.
And there's, like, so many times that I've seen Craigers hit his elbow.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no! Don't rub it!
You slow motion jump in and you're like, no!
And you know how Craig is. He's just like, what? And I was like, don't rub it. It's good luck.
That's what she said.
I wish we had that bottom tush noise.
Man.
Do you have any other ones?
No, I think I'm done. That's how, that was my whole list. We kind of touched on...
Didn't we talk about, like, cracking your fingers or your knuckles one?
Yeah, and that was another one that I have known about it kind of growing up, because I always used to crack my knuckles. I still crack my knuckles, but apparently if you crack your knuckles, you will get arthritis early. Another one is if you... what is the other one? If you bit your lip, then your top of your lip will wrinkle when you get older.
You know what's another one that you remembered me of that one?
What?
That my mom would be like, don't make a silly face or whatever. Your face will stay like that.
Yeah, that's another thing. That was more like you're just being an asshole when you're a kid. So it's like, and you stick your tongue out, your mom's like, you keep doing that, your face is going to stay like that.
Or,
do I pick up?
Yeah. Or it's like, don't point, it's rude.
Don't point, yeah.
And don't, I remember, like, oh my god, when I was little, I think I would bite my nails or something, or put my fingers, like, in my mouth. And my mom would always be like, I'm gonna put fucking chile on your fingers, keep fucking putting them in your mouth. I'm gonna just fucking dip your hand in vinagre, and you're gonna fucking put your thumb in there, and you're gonna be all fucking spicy.
I don't know if this is a wise tale, but every time I used to, like...
And guess what?
What?
I use it now.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, put your fucking hand in your mouth one more again. Where's the goddamn hot sauce?
Where's that hot sauce at? I'm not sure if it's really a wise tale, but if I always, like, kind of, like, cussed in front of my parents or cussed in front of my mom, she always put soap in my mouth.
She always, like, she... Well, you're half white, so I believe it.
Yeah, she would put soap in my mouth, and it would be, like, nasty, super fucking nasty. But she was I'm washing your mouth, I'm getting on the nastiness out of your mouth.
Oh, yeah, you're half white, I believe it.
So, yeah, that was another one I'm not sure if it's a wise tale, but I think it's more of a punishment, but...
Nah, I don't think I ever sweared in front of my parents.
Yeah, and that's why it was such a big thing, so, because it was a huge... Like, I don't know what it is, but like when you're a kid and you do something, like, forbidden like that, like, you cuss in front of your parents, something like that.
It's exhilarating.
Like, it's like, oh, my God, I just did that. Holy shit. You're just, yeah. And it's just like, why did I do it? I immediately take it back.
Oh, maybe you do know this, because you're the youngest. Apparently, Anthony has siblings, guys. Who the fuck knew?
Yeah.
So, I'm the oldest, so... I was the first one to be able to, like, talk shit to my
parents. No. Child?
I thought I was at some point in my life.
The golden child?
I'm
leading the way, guys.
Follow me.
Follow me.
But,
to the scene.
Like, so I'm the oldest, right? So I was the first one to be able to, like, fuck around with my parents and shit and be like, nah, man, fuck all that shit. I ain't doing that shit. And they'd be like, hey, come here. I was like, nah, I ain't coming here, bro. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Nah. You can make your other kids do that. You're going to make me do that.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
And it's like...
You got your ass whooped.
And it's like, it's funny because, like, the younger ones would try and do it and they're like, nah, you can't do that. You're not old enough.
Yeah.
And it's all like, well, he just fucking said it to you. So you were the youngest. Like, did you ever notice, like, your older brother or your older sister? Like,
oh, I definitely got to... Whoa.
Like, fuck around with your parents a little bit more and then you try to do it and you're like, don't talk to me like that.
You're talking about, like, me being younger, I couldn't get away with things that my older siblings could do? Actually, it was totally the opposite.
You got away with
stuff. I got away with a lot more things than my brother did, because I remember my sister would tell me, like, dude, man, if you would have did that shit, I would have got so much in trouble. I couldn't even go out. You went out. And it wasn't just because, you know... I was a male and she was a female. It was more because I was just a baby and I got babied a lot. So it kind of shows that even I'm pretty sure my sister will attest to everything I'm saying, because she used to tell me horror stories about her coming in late from a night at the club and my mom just sitting in the darkness waiting for her to turn on the light. I was like, oh shit, it's on. But yeah, man, I mean, I totally, it was totally lax when I was growing up. It was cool. So, but yeah. Good times, man. Good times.
Man.
Another little nostalgia one.
Remember earlier when we were on the phone? Back on
nostalgia.
Remember when you called me earlier to tell me that I fucked up the episode?
Yeah, fucker.
I was outside helping my brother put air in his tires, right? And yeah. I was like, I have to help this fucking millennial put air in his tires because he doesn't fucking know how.
Go ahead and drop it, bro.
All right, George, I'm sorry. Don't get mad at this, but this is my podcast. We talk about what we go through. You start your own podcast and talk shit about me.
We need to invite George to the
podcast. You always say that, but
I know, man. He never comes. What was he doing?
He's working tonight.
Okay, so he has an excuse.
So, you know, I was like...
So, I'm just going to go ahead and shoot at... open invitation. I'm gonna go ahead and send him an open invitation.
Well, he listens to it, so he's gonna
Through next time.
Yeah, so he was putting air on his tire, and I was on the phone with you, and I was like, I was giving millennial shit. I always give him shit, whether it be like the tire situation. How do I put air in my tire? He was about to pay $2 to have somebody put air in his tire. I was like, bro, don't pay no motherfucker $2 for air in your goddamn tire, dog.
Yeah.
I was like, we have an air compressor. You connect that bitch, let it load up with air, and then you get your little tire pressure gauge. You open up your door, and it tells you how much PSI you're supposed to have on your tires.
Right.
And I was like, and that's it, bro. You save $2. That's $2 towards your Starbucks.
So much to your Starbucks, man. There you go.
It was like that, man. But I think the funniest one I ever did to him was that, like, come on, bro, let's go to Chipotle. I can't, bro. I'm broke. Come on, bro. You're a millennial. You love handouts.
Oh, no.
I was for sure the best fucking one. Or it probably is like up there with that time you were on the phone and he didn't know. The fuck do you want? I'm having a good day.
I didn't even want to ask him for anything after that. I felt so like awkward. I was like, oh, shit. Do I ask him for anything? Because... I was like,
and I swear, I'm like the nicest fucking person ever, bro. Like, even this kid that he's getting shit talked about, like, he can attest that, like, I go above and beyond for his, light Mexican skin complected ass, but, like, fuck, bro, it's just fucking funny, man. I guess it's just part of being a younger brother, you gotta take the banter.
Hmm. Mm. That was very touching. It's heartwarming. Funny, it sounds fun. Man, I want to see that podcast. I'm not even going to say anything the whole that podcast. I'm just going to let you two talk it out. Let y'all discuss y'all's differences and shit. That'd be funny as fuck. stay tuned for that one when brothers go at war. When brothers collide.
That's all I have, man. I can't remember anything right now off the top of my head. I don't know if I have any other ones.
Yeah. So, man, I think we're good on this one. This is pretty good. It's been pretty productive. Like I said, don't forget to...
you did clickbait it.
I did clickbait it, but
If you don't go and do it, then I have to cut out the clickbait.
No, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, but they had to stay tuned until after the episode. So after the outro...
Okay.
They stick around for that.
Outro music and then that, or...
Outro music and then the thing.
Ooh, that's the first time we've ever done that.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Okay, so give them.
You know what I'm doing, right? Movie. You know exactly, bro. I'm giving the end credits scene, bro. Stay tuned after the end credits for the special sneak peek.
We are a Marvel movie now.
Yeah, we are a Marvel movie now. Thank you. Go ahead and just call us Beyonce.
I wish we had an applause noise.
Anyways, so yeah, guys, this has been an episode of Your Average Podcast. Follow us on our Facebook group. Hit us up on Instagram at Podcast Your Average, Facebook Your Average Podcast, and Twitter. What is our Twitter? I forgot. I don't have our whiteboard.
Your Average Pod.
Your Average Pod 1. There you go. Bam! Did it. Memory. Muscle memory. All right, guys. Well, stick around.
We're back, guys,
and as you can tell, I really don't feel so good. MCU,
Oh, I thought you were trying to say like that you were like really sick.
No, I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark.
Oh my god, that would have been a lot funnier.
Oh, I don't feel so good, MCU. I ruined it. You suck, bro. Dad jokes, bro. What the fuck? You're dad joke king.
I literally thought you meant like you didn't feel good. I mean, you have like six beers that you already killed. I was like
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You put one over there in the trash.
Okay, 6. Okay. So as you can tell from the theme song, we are talking about fucking Spider-Man no longer in the MCU as of right now. So, judging off of these reports, there is some contract distribution, contract disagreements going on with MCU and Sony.
Well, there's no disagreement. It's just fucking Disney wants more money. It's all it really is.
I think Disney probably wants more of the, rights to Spider-Man so they can put him in more movies than what he's originally signed up for. I think his contract was 2 Avengers movies and 4 solo films. So
he still has 2 more solo films?
He still has 2 more solo films as of right now. So I mean, you're still going to get 2 more Spider-Man movies, but I think the reason why Marvel wants more rights to him is because they want to feature him in, you know, if they ever go with the X-Men, if they ever go with the Fantastic Four movies going forward.
He does crossovers with Punisher too, I think.
He can cross over with the Punisher. He crosses over with Daredevil, he crosses over with Blade, and there's a new Blade movie coming out too. Crossover Blade, crosses over with Doctor Strange. He has he can be in almost anything for us right now. Hell, he's even been in space, so he could probably go into Guardians of the Galaxy too as well.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, initial thoughts from him leaving the MCU as of right now.
Well, he's not left. It's a contract
disagreement. Yeah.
And in our line of work, we know all about contract disagreements.
Oh yeah, you know.
So the whole reason how Sony originally got the Spider-Man rights, from what I read and heard on the internet or whatever, MCU wasn't doing too good at some point in time, so they started like selling off the rights to certain comic book
heroes and everything. Yeah,
and Sony picked that name up, that brand up.
Sony picked up Spider-Man. Then you got your shitty ass Tobey Maguire movies.
That was actually I never saw the other guy that did it. Any of those?
Andrew Garfield.
Him. Mm-hmm. But the Spider-Man 1 through 3, dude, by God. Fucking amazing work.
I mean, it was cool because it was Spider-Man live action. Like, he was on screen. Like, it was great for that time, but...
Was that the first live action superhero movie at that point in time?
Motherfucker, you ever saw Blade? Blade was live action. Blade was in 1997.
Okay, so Blade was before.
98, something like that. There might even be one
more
further down.
That Blade character who played Blade 2, man?
Wesley Snipes.
It was Wesley Snipes?
And the Blade series?
The Blade movies.
Yeah, it was Wesley Snipes, bro.
Like from Demolition Man, Wesley Snipes?
Yeah. Hey, you know Demolition Man? With my boy Stallone? Dang, okay, yeah, she watched some good movies. Okay, cool. Yeah, that Wesley Snipes. Yeah.
That was Blade?
That was Blade, bro. That was Young Buck. It was Young Buck in there. He played a really good Blade. I really liked his Blade.
He played real great Blade.
Yeah, I believe that was Blade. So, I think they kind of shitted on it when they brought Triple H and all this other bullshit in there. But,
Back to Spider-Man.
So
Sony bought the rights because MCU wasn't doing too good at some point in time.
And now Sony's doing... I mean, MCU is doing particularly... They're killing it right now. Enormously well.
Well, are they doing well? Because, I mean, Disney bought them out, so maybe they were still not above water.
Well, Disney is like a fucking major corporate... Bro, Disney's in fucking Star Wars, bro. They own Star Wars. They own Marvel. They own Mickey Mouse. They might even own SpongeBob. They might even own you. I don't know. You never know. They might buy Sentai's out. Huh. Beep.
Oh, dude, if that happens, I feel like it would get worse.
I don't know. There would be a lot of... there would be no more lax going on anywhere.
Yeah. So, yeah. contract disagreement, and everybody's going to, like, fucking worst case scenario. Everybody has anxiety now? Everybody has fucking worst case scenario now? Everyone has
superhero anxiety right now. So, and the whole world is panicking that they're not going to get their Spider-Man delivered.
So it's like Ant said, he still has two more movies.
So that's two more movies. So depending on where they're going to take it, but because Spider-Man is such a character that can blend into almost any situation.
They fucking rewrote his story like how many times already? 3 times?
Well, see, here's the thing that a lot of people really don't get, and I know a lot of people will agree with me on this, is that this is the only version of Spider-Man in any of the live action movies that actually portrays Spider-Man as he should be. Because when he was portrayed in the comic books, he was just a kid. Like, he was just a teenager, you know. He wasn't in fucking college already like fucking Tobey Maguire or even Andrew Garfield. I think Andrew Garfield was in...
Yeah, Tobey Maguire was in college.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire was in college, or like in his senior year of high school. And then the rest of the movies, he was in college. And then the same thing for the Andrew Garfield. So this is the only version of Spider-Man where he's actually a...
High schooler.
Actual kid, you know. So I that's what I liked about the whole Spider-Man with Tom Holland. His portrayal of him. But going back to the whole what we were hearing about the Iron Man thing, it's true that we do that MCU now going into phase 4 has to start over, has to pretty much start from scratch, and they have to rebuild up all these other characters that they're going to be introducing in the MCU. They have to develop the storyline, set the tone for the next Thanos like villain that's going to be, you know, terrorizing the new Avengers and whatnot.
Plot twist, the new villain is Sony.
Man, he's omnipresent. his superpower is contracts. So he's going to shoot a contract at you. So that's real talk. So I don't know, man. Where does it go from here? I don't know.
I mean, I even heard rumors that fucking Sony was just going to ask Tom Holland and get another guy to portray him.
Dude, that's what Sony does best. They
love reboots. And everybody... Like, I saw this meme.
Reboot King.
I saw this meme where it had Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfias guy, and Tom Holland. And Tobey Maguire was like, how does it feel to... Like, he was like, that part where he's like, gets the Venom, the symbiote suit, and he's like walking down like the street all happy and shit, and like,
yeah.
So it was like a caption of that, and he was all like, when you're the only Spider-Man that was able to make 3 movies.
Damn.
Because all the other ones is like 2 and out.
Oh my god, that's true, bro. Oh.
He's like, when you're the only Spider-Man that made it to the 3rd movie.
Fuck, that's crazy. No, I saw another meme about that one. Is that, it's, I forgot what YouTube channel it is, but it's got Tom Holland character version. It's like a cartoon, but it's got Tom Holland there. He's talking to Superman. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm like, super excited to be like the Spider-Man here. And he's like, yeah. Superman's like, yeah, but don't get too comfortable because you might get rebooted. He's like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm like the best Spider-Man there's ever been. Been super best. And then you see Tobey Maguire's like, oh, really? Really? You think so? And then all of a sudden you see Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man come on. He's like, really? Oh. So we're just gonna forget about my third movie, right? And yeah, then they all leave. Yeah, we're gonna forget about who he's supposed to have a third movie, because he was supposed to be. Because you know that ending where he was fighting the
Rhino. I never seen any of those movies.
Okay, well, he was supposed to be fighting the Rhino, whatever. So it's gonna be like a huge little Sinister Six kind of plot going on. But and then all of a sudden they all leave, and he's like, "Well, at least I know that my job is safe." And then at the end, you kind of see Miles Morales pop out the corner of the screen. He's like, yeah, I wouldn't be too sure of that. So, anyone who knows who Miles Morales is, give us a like on Facebook group. I'm just saying.
You're baiting for likes now?
Hey, man. Gotta get them likes, bro. Gotta get them likes, man. We're delivering them bonus content right now, man.
True.
This is the end credit scene, bro. They don't get this. This is Marvel, bro. This is the shit right now, but like I said, Marvel now, like I said, has to start over again, rebuild these storylines up.
I mean, they're not gonna give him up, bro. They know this dude is like, he's a big hitter.
He's a money maker.
He's a big hitter.
I mean, can you see Black Panther carrying the rest of the MCU the rest of the way?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. If they play him out right, yeah, I can. I can see Black Panther carrying it on, or maybe even Thor.
Yeah, but I don't think Chris Hemsworth's character is signed on for that many movie. I think Thor: Love and Thunder is like his last one. I think he's gonna do.
I mean, he could always resign, couldn't he?
That is true, but the only thing about this last Endgame movie is that they kind of made him kind of weak, not as strong as he was in Ragnarok. So I'm not sure where they're gonna go from here on there.
Well, he fucking joined up with a dumbass in the spaceship.
Hey man, dude, he's the captain, bro.
He should have stayed in fucking Parks and Rec.
And anyways, so I don't know. Maybe Black Panther can't carry it all the way. Maybe Doctor Strange can carry it all the way. I don't know. We're gonna have to see. There's a lot of TV shows coming out.
What about Professor Hulk? You think Professor Hulk could do it?
I think the Hulk is done, bro.
I think he's done.
Yeah. I think what they're gonna do now is they're probably going to.
But he handed, bro, it's gonna be Ant-Man. Scott Lang is gonna be the face.
I'm pretty sure, man. He's super, dude. Paul Rudd, that dude can do no wrong, bro. Ant-Man is gonna be the face. That dude, what? So they were. I was watching another video, and they were saying that the Quantum Realm is like, they've only like not even like. The quantum realm is just like a little bit above the iceberg. Like, there's so much more that the quantum realm can actually offer the MCU. Like, the quantum realm can actually be like universes within universes. So they haven't even explored that yet. Plus, on top of that, now they know there's a multiverse coming in with the Eternals and New Mutants and all this other shit going on. I mean, it could get really, really big. It could get really huge. So, and then you have all these intergalactic superheroes like Captain Marvel. Hopefully they introduce Nova coming in to the MCU. Adam Warlock. And I hope we really, really see a fucking Galactus. A real Galactus, not that cheap as Fantastic Four Silver Surfer one.
Wasn't Fantastic Four by Sony too?
Yeah, and it sucked ass. I think all
the first one was good.
Man,
first one was decent.
It had Jessica Biel in it.
First one was decent.
Was there Jessica Biel?
Maybe.
Jessica Biel? I don't think it's Jessica Biel.
But the first one, Fantastic Four, was cool. The second was what? The Silver Surfer?
Silver Surfer.
That was eh.
Yeah, because it really didn't. I mean, it was Galactus, but it wasn't really Galactus. It was like a cheap version of Galactus. Galactus is purple, not looking like a fucking asteroid and whatnot.
Fuck, man. Worst case scenario, if Sony plays hardball, he's like, all right, this is your contract, you did it, you got it. Like, at that point, what? Like, Tom Holland, he's out of a job, they recast him.
Dude, Tom Holland's probably gonna be, dude, this pretty much like jump start.
Oh, this is gonna career. Springboard him into something yeah. else, but I mean, he does so well as the fucking Spider-Man face, bro.
Yeah, he is Spider-Man, dude. That's
what I said. I used to think Tobey Maguire was the main one until I watched the movies that this British young cat did. And he's good, man. I hate it because it's like the Spider-Man I grew up knowing was the one that got bit by the reactive spider. Like the one that handmade his costume and this and that.
The animated series one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was mine too.
That's Spider-Man that I know, not this.
I used to also watch Spider-Man and Friends as well, so that was another one.
Spider-Man and Friends.
So that was another one. If you hear any like paw prints going on, that's the supervisor making sure we're working. Yes, I'm boss.
That's our supervisor.
Yes, I'm boss. Anyways, guys, so that's our bonus content. If you have anything else you want to add on, go ahead and shoot it on our Facebook group, and we'll try our best to answer because we are huge MCU fans, and we just want to enjoy MCU. See you next time.
Later.